Give any restaurant enough time, and an institutional history will accrue. Give it as much time as Toujox has in the clock, and it can develop its own lore and legends, and even some dichotomies that might seem like contradictions, but end up defining the place. Toujox dates to 1856. It became one of a kind by staying the same, right down to its menu, a take-it-or-leave-it time capsule of boiled brisket, shrimp marmalade, and hot coffee served in short glasses. And yet lately, this restaurant has found new life with a raft of changes ushered in all at once. For generations, its dining room has been a traditional holiday supper destination, with families all gussied up for the occasion. On the other side of the wall, meanwhile, its bar has been home base for carousing politicians, French Quarter bohemians, and, more recently, bachelorette parties on a romp. That bar has no stools, simply because no one wanted to change the feel of an old-time stand-up bar. But such fidelity to tradition has not stopped the additions of a palette-shaped table crafted by a Jackson Square artist to settle a bar tab, nor a purple velvet throne to honor a late owner's fondness for Crown Royal whiskey, nor a TV donated by a regular who wanted to watch Saints games at his favorite haunt. The most significant paradox at Toujox, though, might be how a restaurant acclaimed for its long history has largely left that history unexplored. But that final twist on the Toujox tale is now changing, too. This year marks the restaurant's 160th anniversary, and there's a campaign afoot to bring its legacy to light. Toujox's traditions and recipes are now documented in a recently released cookbook from Poppy Tucker of this station's Louisiana Eats fame. Toujox is also now the subject of an exhibit at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum here in New Orleans. Troves of historical documents, photos, recipes, and other manifestations of New Orleans' past that were stashed and stowed around the restaurant are now up for analysis, and the legacy of this old, old French Quarter restaurant and bar is getting its due. The new attention to Toujox comes in the heels of a tumultuous chapter for the Decatur Street landmark. The restaurant was nearly lost a few years ago after the sudden death of its longtime proprietor. But the next generation family owners were thrust into the breach, and a revamped Toujox emerged with a more contemporary menu and a different attitude. The kitchen sends out dishes like smoked softshell crab, a vegetarian gnocchi with wild mushrooms, and crawfish pasta with jalapenos and a sauce made with a beet of beer. The place feels busier, and the crowd looks noticeably younger. At the same time, though, the Toujox set pieces are unchanged. You can still order the kitchen's trademark succession of old Creole dishes, and at the bar, you'll still get red beans and rice on Mondays, one of the many traditions that have stuck to this place over the years. As Toujox's past gets a fresh look, it seems the restaurant will be able to accumulate a few more of these traditions as its next chapter unfolds. Learn more at wwno.org.